Okay, this is a very timely discussion to have because literally last week, kitty corner to our home, our neighbor's house, broken into. CAA's Angel Blair joins us with some holiday safety advice wherever you're headed this season. These tips will help keep us a little stress-free, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, it is a busy time of the year, but, you know, everyone wants to feel safe. There are some things you can do to, you know, maybe lessen the appeal of your home to maybe so-called burglars. The first thing, be discreet online. Don't let everyone know, hey, we're going, you know, we're going to Cancun. We'll be away for 3 weeks and our house is completely empty.
Plus, sorry, I don't like the FOMO from those posts either. So, well, yeah, if we could just avoid those altogether, bonus.
I know, especially when it hits minus 40 here. You're like, oh, that beach, that looks great.
Good for you.
The other thing that we would suggest is make sure that your house looks lived in. So if you can, get a neighbor to maybe drive on your driveway if there's fresh snow. Just make sure it looks like people have come and gone. The other thing I guess I would really suggest to people is you want to make sure that your house insurance is up to date. CA can help with that. What happens if a pipe bursts? What happens if, you know, for some reason you didn't shut water off or something? Make sure you have a friend check your house and make sure that everything's kind of up to date.
That is like my number one fear, is coming home and finding water spraying in the basement or something like that. Is there like a rule for how many hours or something you're supposed to have the house checked? Or does that vary from insurance to insurance? Or do you know?
It does vary. Different policies are, you know, have different requirements. But I mean, yeah, a good rule of thumb is have someone come every couple of days for sure.
Yeah. Okay. I love all these tips. I am a little hung up on the fact that you suggested having someone drive on the driveway. That's just like a no-no for me, squishing down the snow. I'd much rather they shovel it off rather than squishing down the snow. You're not a snow squisher downer, are you, Angel?
Well, my family is definitely not, and I have two teenage boys, so...
drives me crazy.
You know what? That was fair. I was going with the easy route. that's easy if you want to be nice to your neighbor. I mean, there's a ton of kids, you know, teenagers looking for some extra money. Pay them $5 or $10. I don't know what the going rate is, but just keep your driveway clean.
Just teasing. Yeah, that's great. CAA's Angel Blair, appreciate your tips this morning to make sure we have a little less stressful holiday. That's great.
You're welcome. Stay safe. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas.